Joe Biden landed Tuesday in Geneva on the eve of his first summit with Vladimir Putin, a meeting the White House hopes will set clear red lines preventing the combustible U.S.-Russia relationship from further deterioration. When asked if he was prepared for the tense encounter, Mr. Biden told reporters with a smile, quote, "I'm always ready," end quote. A senior official in the Biden administration said Tuesday he did not expect big outcomes from Mr. Biden's first summit with the Russian president. As Air Force One landed in Geneva, the U.S. official said, quote, "We're not expecting a big set of deliverables out of this meeting," end quote. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Ukraine had told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. The United States and the European Union Tuesday pledged to cooperate on a host of global issues, including addressing Russia, China, and Iran, as well as tackling COVID, climate change, and others, according to a joint statement released by the White House. Outgoing UN Yemen mediator Martin Griffiths told the Security Council Tuesday that after 3 years of trying to broker an end to the conflict in the Arabian Peninsula country, quote, the parties have yet to overcome their differences, end quote. Griffiths told the 15-member council during his last briefing that he hopes meetings will bear fruit. If you'd like more on these stories or any of the news of the day, feel free to visit us at our website, voanews.com, or download our app. This is VOA News. There are new details of how Donald Trump pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unsubstantiated election fraud claims before leaving office. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The House Oversight Committee has released emails from the White House showing a push by the president and his allies to challenge the election result, even though former Attorney General Bill Barr had said there was no evidence of widespread fraud. The emails sent to acting AG Jeff Rosen and others included debunked and unfounded conspiracy theories, including one that Italy was using satellites to change votes, which the deputy acting AG called pure insanity. One email included a draft legal brief for the Supreme Court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
5 months after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration Tuesday unveiled new steps to combat the elevated threat posed by domestic terrorism. For now, it will not seek legislation to battle homegrown threats. Instead, in a national strategy publicly unveiled by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the administration seeks to increase information sharing, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats, and new deterrents to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. The issue took on new urgency after the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of former President Donald Trump, who were trying to overturn Joe Biden's election victory. Far-right Israeli groups plan to march in East Jerusalem Tuesday in a flag-waving procession that risks reigniting tensions with Palestinians and poses an early test for Israel's new government. Several hours before the event was due to start, incendiary balloons launched from Gaza caused several fires in fields in Israeli communities near the border with the Palestinian enclave, witnesses and the Israeli fire brigade said. Such incidents had stopped with a ceasefire that ended 11 days of cross-border fighting last month between Palestinian militants in Hamas-ruled Gaza and the Israeli military. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There is no immediate claim of responsibility. The European Union could impose funding restrictions on Hungary over legislation banning the dissemination of schools of content deemed to promote homosexuality and gender change, the bloc's equality chief told the Thomas Reuters Foundation Tuesday. Speaking shortly before Hungary's parliament approved the ban, the European Commissioner for Equality said Brussels was prepared to take measures similar to those imposed on Polish regions. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.
Hits on VOA1.